When he was growing up, Reverend Andrew Jensen lived just two blocks from a sandy beach on a large river. But on a lot of hot days, the beach was closed because of pollution. And when it was open, his parents were afraid to let him swim there. He says that early experience really made him appreciate water.
To have all of that there, to have your parents worried that you can't really touch it too much because you might get sick, it was really disappointing. You know, you grow up on an island, and you can't go in the water.
Now, Reverend Jensen preaches about water.
At the beginning, your spirit was at work, brooding over the waters of creation's birth.
He's the minister at Knox United Church, a Protestant church in Ottawa, Canada.
Again and again, you have shown your grace to us through water, cleansing the earth at the flood, parting for the exodus of the Red Sea, flowing from the rock in the wilderness.
It's Baptism Sunday, and Jensen is standing in front of the congregation. He's extending his arms out over the baptismal font. The service is about the sacredness of water, the idea that it's a gift from God meant for everyone, which is why the idea of bottling and selling water really bothers Jensen.
Water really is something we believe is a shared resource, and we have to keep on sharing it. And the more we chop it up into little bits and try to make a profit off it, the farther we are getting away from that basic human connectedness, and from a religious perspective, that basic sense that this is something that God has given us that's for all of us, and not just for people.
A few months ago, the United Church of Canada officially called on its members to avoid drinking bottled water. The campaign is part of a growing grassroots movement among churches to tackle some of these issues on their own, in part because the federal government is backing away from them. For Jensen, preaching about water means talking about the dangers of it becoming a product. The more people buy it in bottles, he says, the less attention might be paid to the public drinking water system. Plus, church leaders point out that the water in the bottles is often taken right from the tap, for free, by the companies that sell it. And of course, there's the issue of where all those bottles go when we're done with them. Not surprisingly, the bottled water industry is not too happy about this campaign. Elizabeth Griswold is executive director of the Canadian Bottled Water Association. She says the United Church should focus its energies elsewhere.
We don't understand why any church would single out an industry that uses comparatively so little water. Our members use 0.2% of all groundwater taken in Canada. And by focusing on the bottled water industry, we are missing a chance to develop long-term sustainable solutions.
Back at Knox United Church, members help themselves to coffee, tea, and pastries. The church no longer hands out bottled water at events. But it's hard to tell how much of an effect the boycott is really having. The people who say they still drink bottled water refuse to go on tape. But Sophia Duell and others say the church's action has changed their behavior.
Motivation-wise, I think it's the respect for the environment, respect for our own bodies and what we're putting into it, and also respect for our own church and what they believe, and to do our best to be guided by them.
Reverend Andrew Jensen says he's had calls from people saying, the church is against bottled water? What kind of stupid stand is that? That's when Jensen explains that it's really not about bottled water. It's about clean water for everyone, to drink, to share, and even to swim in. For the Environment Report, I'm Karen Kelly.